As we heard earlier in the programme, the two remaining candidates in the presidential election campaign traded attacks on each other over the weekend. Speaking in Roscommon yesterday, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys criticised Catherine Connolly's work as a barrister before entering politics. She said Ms Connolly was working for UK banks which were repossessing houses, while she was working in a credit union helping people to stay in their homes. In the Sunday Independent, Heather Humphreys said she herself had never tried to make money from other people's misfortunes. Catherine Connolly accused her rival of a new low and said that Fine Gael would resort to anything to damage her campaign. Well, the Council of the Bar of Ireland, which represents barristers, said earlier this month that it is the duty of barristers to be independent and free from any influence, and they cannot discriminate against any of their clients. And we're joined now in our studio by James McDermott, barrister and lecturer at the UCD Sutherland School of Law. Good morning, and thank you for coming in to us. Barristers have to abide by the concept of the cab rank rule. What is that, and what does it mean in practice?
Well, we're an independent bar, and so it's the duty of a barrister to accept instructions in any area, in any case, in their area of practice. So in the same way, at the end of a Saturday night, when you want a taxi home, the taxi driver has to take the first person in the queue. They can't say the fourth person in the queue has a longer fare, I'll earn more money out of that, so I'll take their fare. So in effect, once you have an area of specialty, an area of practice, then you must accept instructions in that area.
So is there no element of choice then? A barrister can't pick or choose their clients or turn down work if they feel that it's morally unacceptable for them?
No, I mean, there are exceptions if, for example, you're too busy. If, for example, you don't have expertise in that area, if you're a family law specialist and you're offered a case in criminal law, for example, you genuinely might not have the expertise. And the other big issue might be a conflict of interest, if you have some conflict that prevents you from acting. But other than those exceptions, if it's within your area of expertise and you're available and you can do the work, then you should do the work.
And in the case of Catherine Connolly, her political rival indirectly accused her of making money from other people's misfortune. This was a reference to her work representing banks involved in home repossession cases. What would you say about the truth or fairness of that charge?
Well, I think it's unfair because, for example, if you practice in criminal law on the defence side, you might have to defend a bank robber or somebody who's allegedly committed an assault. And if you do that in your professional practice, you wouldn't accuse the barrister of somehow being sympathetic to bank robbers or sympathetic to people who go around assaulting people. So I think that would be an unfair criticism.
Fine Gael's spokesperson was on to us this morning to say that their problem with Catherine Connolly is non-disclosure, not the legal work itself, but that she failed to acknowledge her previous work when she was speaking about banks in the Dáil. As a barrister, would it be normal to disclose who your previous clients were and what previous work you did if you were giving a personal opinion about something which might relate to your past work?
Well, I think you have to be careful because, again, a barrister owes a duty of confidentiality to their clients. So in those circumstances, even though you'll see barristers appearing on the radio and television talking about cases, they don't talk about their own cases because, like a doctor, for example, they owe a duty of confidentiality, an ongoing duty to their client. So again, obviously it depends on the particular circumstances, but I would say that that is to some extent also an unfair criticism.
What's your view then of the notion that the work of a barrister is being dragged into this the political arena now as part of this presidential fight?
Well, I think it's unfortunate, but in fairness to the Bar Council, they did make a statement, which I agree with, which set out the position. And I think it's important for the country that everybody who is involved in litigation has access to a lawyer and that lawyers aren't picking and choosing cases on the basis that they're sympathetic to a particular position or maybe a particular person. We're an independent bar and it's important for reasons of access to justice that everybody's entitled to be defended in the appropriate circumstances.
We have had in the past in this country lawyers who have had their safety threatened, who've even been killed because of who they have represented and because of the work they do, the likes of Pat Finucane and Rosemary Nelson. That's obviously at the very extreme end of things. But when attacks are made on the profession itself and the work that, you know, that people do in the legal arena, what impact does it have on the integrity of legal work?
Well, I think it's very unfair because barristers should not be identified with their clients or suffer adverse consequences as a result of being so identified. And the Bar Council made that very clear in their recent statement. So again, I think it's appalling if barristers are somehow facing any kind of abuse arising out of them simply performing their professional obligations to the very best of their ability.
James McDermott, barrister and lecturer at the UCD Sutherland School of Law. Thank you very much for coming in to speak with us this morning. It's 8:52.